Geek Radio Daily for this Wednesday, June 25th, 2008. All the geek without the weight, the vicar, flying solo this week with a vacationing Billy Flynn, but I'm still there, baby. I'm coming at you like the coup when somebody's done took his lunch. Yeah, that's right. It is the 25th day of June, which also means 6 months till Christmas. How about that, guys? You started your Christmas shopping yet, or Hanukkah, whatever the hell you feel like celebrating? Yeah, I haven't either, but I thought I'd mention that. So, without further ado, kiddies, since I'm running late anyway, sorry about that, by the way. Getting the show posted after 12 is not something I try to do, after 12 Eastern U.S. time, for those of you listening outside the country. However, board of directors meeting this morning, and I'm on the board of directors, so we had to do that, you know, pays your bills type stuff. So here we go, TV! Learning about parenthood tonight on NBC, the reality series is called The Baby Borrowers. I saw the ad for this. The Vicarious and I saw the ad for this, and this looks clever. You ever do one of these experiments or see one of these experiments where they give, like, high school kids baby dolls to take care of and see if they can do it and you watch them melt down? Well, this goes one step further, and the Baby Borrowers young couples see what it's like to live as responsible adults. They borrow real infants from the real parents. Does this sound like a good idea to you? No, it doesn't to me either. However, it looks like it would be funny to watch. So there you go. NBC tonight, The Baby Borrowers, followed by the debacle, however you want to pronounce that. That is Celebrity Circus. Now, Bravo Channel tonight, it's all about good hair days on Sheer Genius, name of the show. Second season kicks off tonight with Jacqueline Smith. I don't know why I mentioned that. I like Jacqueline Smith. Not my favorite angel. Kate Jackson, as longtime listeners know, is my favorite angel. But there you go. That's tonight. Ooh, one of tonight's competitions is done blindfolded. That should be good for the recipient of said hairstyling. The CW tonight, Farmer Wants a Wife, season finale. So that wraps up. What it says here in my paper is Matt, who is apparently our titular farmer, Matt either chooses a woman to be his wife or doesn't. However, the part where it says, or doesn't, folds over to the next page. So I'm thinking, given that it's called Farmer Wants a Wife, apparently my first thought was he chooses either a woman or what? Sheep? Some kind of poultry, perhaps? Be a more interesting show that way. Fox tonight, the top 16 dancers perform on So You Think You Can Dance. ABC has new episodes of its reality shows. You got Wife Swappin', but not really, over on Wife Swap. And then you have the disguised hotness that is Joe Frost on Super Nanny. FX from 2004, showing Starsky and Hutch, the movie with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. Snoop Dogg in that. I'll always watch TV. Got Snoop Dogg up in it. Hey, because I'm down with the dog. What? Sorry. Jimmy Kimmel tonight, by the way, if you want to sit up live, you got your Mike Myers on there pimping his new movie, I'm sure. Late Late Show, Sigourney Weaver, rock on. I just used, my mother-in-law sent me for Father's Day, she sent me a $20 Amazon gift certificate, which I used to acquire the two-disc Aliens special edition, came out a couple years ago. Put it on the shelf next to my two-disc Alien special edition. So there we go, that's what's on TV. I hope I've helped out. Yeah. All right, let's look at the mailbag.
We've got mail. It's not spam.
Let's see. All right. Hi, Vicar. I was listening to you today. Heard you talk about whether or not to take your five-year-olds to see Kung Fu Panda. My husband and I took our kids, aged 8 and 5, to see it this weekend, and they loved it. And we adults walked out chuckling quite a lot as well. Movie did a great job of being funny, inspiring, and exciting without being scary. I loved Po the Panda, and so did the kids. I think your kids will love it, too. So this movie is more of a social commentary than I thought. How do they treat Po Panda? When Po Panda comes around with, like, the rich pandas, do they shun him, or does he, you know, do their laundry? I'd be interested in that. I plan to have a review soon in my podcast. I will email again when I have it up. Thanks for your show. Hang in there. Flynn will be back soon. Thank you. Susie the Southern Geek from the How to Grow Your Geek podcast. Thank you, Susie. On a similar note from Rick Jones. I'm Rick Jones, bitch! Like you've never heard that before. I took my son a few weeks from being 7, but incredibly sensitive, to Kung Fu Panda. The only real danger is that your kids will be swinging their arms and legs around doing Kung Fu and hit you in America's Funniest Home Videos place, if you know what I mean. The boy got a little sad at the scene like Yoda's fadeaway in Return of the Jedi, but that was it. Stay strong, flying solo, dude. Yes, I do. Much like my love life. I know. I've said it. I admit it. So that's a couple more votes for Kung Fu Panda. Now, the Bruce, you know, the co-host of GRD Weekly, the Bruce got with me this week as well, and having seen it and knowing the sensitive daughter that I was talking about, he says he's not so sure. So, I don't know. Jury's still out. We'll see on the old Kung Fu Panda. All right, let's see. I guess that's it for our mailbag today. If you want to email, please do, especially while I'm all lonely this week with no Billy Flynn. Drop an email to us, would you, at podcast or Billy Flynn or Vicar, or for that matter, the Bruce, for your exercise questions at geekradiodaily.com. And, of course, jump on the forums as well, always pimping those. geekradiodaily.com/forums. You can jump on and join in all of the social geek working going on there as well. It's Wednesday. That means it's new comic book release day, baby, which I'm excited about because, man, I've been getting into my comics in the last, I don't know, month or two. For a while, I went through a bit of a dry spell with comics. But I'm back, baby! We're going to talk about that. Also have News of the Geekly coming up on this Wednesday, June 25th, 2008 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Since the beginning of time, there's never been one podcast so entertaining, so prolific, so important, so profound as the one that these two masters of the podosphere have created. Two Aaron Knights who gallantly defend the geek world and everyone in it, protecting geekdom in all of its splendor and glory.
You charlatan, it's just a podcast. The Stealth Geek is a podcast about, well...
It's a podcast about nothing.
That's original.
Hey, it's true. We talk about geeky stuff like gaming, movies, cool internet stuff, and whatever else is on our minds.
Here's what people are saying about The Stealth Geek.
The Stealth what? I don't have time for this shit.
The Stealth Geek is my favorite podcast.
It's a podcast.
What the f*** is a podcast?
I love The Stealth Geek. It's almost as enjoyable as having my cavities filled.
I love The Stealth Geek. This admission is not in any way being forced by the two guys pointing guns at my head right now.
That just cost you, homeboy.
No! So listen to The Stealth Geek with your hosts, Dickie and Wes.
You can catch us at www.thestealthgeek.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, June 25th, 2008. All the geek without the weight. One host this week. Just me, just Vicar. I know, it's dull. I get mail about that. You know, me being just kind of a dull, rolling radio host. But it's funnier when Flynn's here, really. If this is your first time listening to GRD, thank you so much. We'd love to keep you. But remember, this is not a regular show. It is more interesting with two hosts. Next week, come Monday. We'll be back come Monday, though. What is that, the 30th of June? We're going to be back with Billy Flynn on deck. And probably early next week, Monday or Tuesday, we're going to tape the next episode of the weekly show, GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend roundup show with Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Make sure you check that out, too, okay? What are we doing first? Comics!
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
All right, here we go. Good stuff this week from the Dabble Brothers Productions, LLC, the fine folks that bring you the Anita Blake Vampire Hunter series, Jim Butcher's Dresden Files, Welcome to the Jungle, number 3 of 4, is out today. From Dark Horse, the BPRD Ectoplasmic Man one-shot is out today. Continuing their Chronicles of Conan trade paperback releases, volume 15 is out of that. I want to get these. The first couple volumes are actually on my Amazon wishlist, but, God, they're coming out so quick. I guess they're 50 issues into the regular Conan run now. I don't know how I'm going to buy all these books on my salary, but there it is. It's out. Speaking of Conan, Conan the Sumerian, issue number 0, is out today, too. This is kicking off the series with their sort of like phase 2. Now that they're done with the initial Conan stuff, now Conan the Sumerian. Different artistic team and all that coming on board, so I'll grab that. Indiana Jones Adventures Trade Paperback Volume 1. Is out today. Is this right? $6.95? $7 for a trade paperback. That's pretty okay. And I'm excited to say that, also speaking of Robert E. Howard, I guess, Pigeons from Hell, issue 3 of 4, is out today, too. Now, over in DC, All-Star Batman and Robin Boy Wonder Hardcover, volume 1, is out. That's more what you'd expect, $25 for that. Batman Gotham After Midnight. 12-issue miniseries, issue number 2 is out today. Batman Jekyll and Hyde trade paperback, too. Final Crisis, issue number 2 of 7. Also, Huntress Year 1, issue 4 of 6. Teen Titans hits issue 60 today. And Trinity, number 4, from DC Comics. Dynamite Entertainment, Man with No Name Issue 2 is out. I don't remember if I mentioned Issue 1 when it came along, but you know I dig the Westerns. The Vicar is liking his Western comics these days. So I'm going to go back and grab Issue 1 and then get Issue 2 sometime this week. This is the Man with No Name from the, you know, the Sergio Leone movies. The, what's it called? Clint Eastwood Pictures. So there you go. Man with No Name Issue 2 from Dynamite Entertainment. Kevin Smith fans, Graffiti Designs has Tales from the Clerks, hardcover, limited edition. This bad boy is $80, kids, $79.95. It had better be hardcover for that. But if you're a completist, yeah, try to find $80 somewhere. Finally, from Marvel, the long-awaited, at least awaited by me anyway, Marvel 1985, issue number 2 is out, 2 of 6. I say long-awaited, it's not late, it's just that I'm anxious to read it, so that's out. We do recommend that on this show. Flynn has read this, also digs it. Marvel 1985, check it out. The Marvel Atlas trade paperback is out. $14.99, that's just what it says. It's an Atlas of the Marvel Comic Universe. I'm sure it's Volume 1, there's going to be others. It's $14.99, I'll have to grab that as well. Power Pack Day 1 miniseries concludes today. Issue 4 of 4 is out. And Uncanny X-Men, Issue 4.99. Now, I haven't read Uncanny in ages, but that means we're coming up on Issue 500, which is always kind of sweet. So there you go. That's what we got for comics.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news for today from Slice of Sci-Fi. When fans of the Wanted comics go to see the movie this weekend, that's going to open this weekend. They'll be in for a bit of a change of pace as the movie takes a few liberties from the comic version, but ardent fans shouldn't mind too much. Russian director openly admitted during a recent press conference that he decided not to base the entire film on the popular Mark Millar and J.G. Jones comic book series, but did reserve the first half to stay as true as possible to the original. However, once the homage has been paid, the film becomes its own product and vision of the famed Russian director. His name is Timur Bekmambetov. Okay, maybe the Screen Geeks guys can pronounce that. I can't. Wanted stars James McAvoy as the lead with co-stars Angelina Jolie and Morgan Freeman opens this Friday, June 27th. From RPGNews.com, White Wolf has released some new World of Darkness goodness. World of Darkness Dogs of War is out. The service trains you to be strong, teaches you teamwork, how to rely on others and to rely on yourself, which is a damn good thing because you need every edge you can get. Chronicle book for World of Darkness, Dogs of War. Features an overview of military life and guidelines for military characters in the World of Darkness, guidelines for unconventional units and those units touched by the supernatural, like Company Zero, storytelling advice for stories and chronicles revolving around military conflict, and variant rules, too. $24.99, that's out now. Finally, from Newsorama.com, although the new Wolverine and X-Men animated series won't air on Nicktoons till early 09, the three-part pilot will get an early debut on July 26th at Comic-Con. In the cartoon, an attack on the X-Mansion leads to the disappearance of Professor Xavier and Jean Grey and the disbanding of the X-Men. But after Emma Frost locates a comatose Xavier in the care of Magneto in Genosha, the Professor telepathically orders Wolverine to assemble the X-Men and save the world from the Sentinels and the Brotherhood of Mutants. New trailer is available, too, over at Marvel.com, which would be in the show notes if we had show notes, but we don't have those right now. Why? Because Flynn does those, and he ain't here. He'll be back next week. I'm the Lonely Vicar. Signing off for this here Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, June 25th, 08. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes. Please drop us a review while you're there. I haven't had a review in a week or two. I'm at 23 reviews on iTunes, which is cool. I'd like to have like 50, so get up on in there, would you? Yeah. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly. Geek Radio Daily license under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Podcast at GeekRadioDaily.com or Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce. Also ways to reach us at GeekRadioDaily.com.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.